Hi, and welcome to Safety in Colour, the podcast that dives deep into the diverse and dynamic world of health and safety here in the UK. I'm Crystal, a proud member of this profession and someone who's been faced with my share of unique challenges and rewarding experiences, especially as an ethnic minority navigating the health and safety landscape. Safety in Colour is about sharing these journeys, not just mine, but those of others who have found themselves on similar paths. In each episode, we'll dig deep into real-life stories, the ups and downs, and the triumphs and the setbacks, all through a lens of personal experience. So whether you're already in the field, considering a career change, or just interested in what makes this profession tick, I'm glad you're here with me. For this first episode, I wanted to give you all some insight into my journey. It's a journey that started with curiosity, grew with ambition, and admittedly, has been shaped by more than a few hurdles along the way. Being a part of the health and safety field as an ethnic minority has taught me a lot, not just how to stay safe and keep others safe, but about resilience, adaptability, and the power of diversity. So let's start from the beginning. My career journey wasn't exactly straightforward. Like many in the field, I didn't start off knowing that I wanted a career in health and safety. In fact, my background was actually in construction, where I started just as an administrator. And I quickly just found myself being drawn towards sort of health and safety aspects of the job, risk assessment, toolbox talks, etc. But as I learned more about what health and safety professionals do, especially the impact that we have on our workplace and communities, I became drawn to the mission. There's something uniquely fulfilling about knowing that your work helps others get home safely at the end of the day. I found my calling, I guess, when I was around 25, but I also quickly realised that I'd be facing some very distinct challenges. As an ethnic minority in a field where diversity is limited, I noticed that I was often the only one in the room who looked like me or had the experiences that I did. I remember attending my first conference and realising that not only was I the minority, but so were my viewpoints and experiences. One of the biggest hurdles I found was that people weren't used to my perspective, whether that was on certain safety policies, approaches to team management. Sometimes I'd have colleagues who would second guess my recommendations, or even worse, just overlook them. I won't lie, there were many times I wondered if I've even made the right career choice, especially when you're the only person in the room that's a woman and a black woman at that. But something kept pushing me forward. I like a challenge. And another part of what was pushing me forward was that people around me who believed in what I brought to the table. And part of it was my own determination to prove that health and safety is a field that thrives on diverse perspectives. In time, I saw that those initial challenges and my unique viewpoint were exactly what made me valuable. It's that same drive that's brought me here to create this podcast. This brings me to a really important topic. I want to dive into why diversity in health and safety isn't just a nice to have, it's also essential. When you bring different voices into the field, it doesn't just improve the workplace, it genuinely saves lives. Different perspectives help us think about safety in broader, more inclusive ways, and that's exactly what's needed in today's ever-changing working environment. If we don't actively work to include a range of voices, we risk on missing out on critical insights and perspectives. And that's a message I want to keep exploring on Safety in Colour. Now, I'd love to share a bit about what you can expect from this podcast in the coming weeks. In future episodes, I'll be talking with other health and safety professionals, many of whom also come from diverse backgrounds. We'll explore their career journeys, learn about the hurdles they faced, and get their advice on navigating the profession. We'll also cover topics like breaking into the field, challenges and triumphs in the workplace, especially when you're a minority in the field, and staying true to your values. So if any of these topics resonate with you, I encourage you to stick around and join me on this journey. I also love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out. Thank you so much for tuning in to this first episode of Safety in Colour. I'm genuinely excited to see where this journey takes us and to connect with each of you as we dig deeper into what makes the health and safety profession so important and rewarding. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss out on the upcoming episodes. And if you enjoyed today's content, feel free to leave a review. Until next time, stay safe and stay inspired.